The life of someone without food, shelter, and clothing readily available is an experience I have never known, but understand more after participating in the poverty simulation through Mission Waco. In 1986, Jimmy and Janet Dorrell created this program where participants spend 43 hours experiencing a few of the challenges someone in poverty faces every day.
There was a youth director from Oklahoma City that had called us and said, my youth group seems to know some things in their head, but they don't really know it with their heart, and so could they come and spend a week with you?
The Dorrells created a week-long program that gave students a glimpse into the inner-city life and incorporated their knowledge of poverty across the world. And it worked.
Discipleship in its best form is to walk it, to see it, to live it, to taste it and touch it and feel it, and to feel the pain, to enter into the pain. So the weekends embrace all of those things. So that's why it works.
Janet Dorrell is the director of Mission Waco Mission World and the program director of the Poverty Simulation. In the past 30 years, over 24,000 people have been educated about the issues and challenges real people experience every day, like only keeping four items out of all the belongings you bring, sleeping outside, lack of nutritional meals, finding lunch without money or begging, a lot of walking, weather, not feeling clean, always feeling tired. During the weekend, I found myself saying over and over, people really live like this.
After they've done the weekend, I think it leaves them open to have a compassionate heart. Love and compassion, I think, change everything. It overcomes a lot of fear, and so when you love something or love somebody or you love the poor because you love God, then you're willing to take risks.
The biggest difference from real poverty and simulated poverty is the presence of a community. During the simulation, you're always with a group. Everyone takes care of each other. In real poverty, it's not as easy to have a group of people to rely on. Kindness is few and far between. It's harder to trust people. It's harder to connect with people, especially when most people ignore you. Also, it's harder to ask for help. So what can you do?
The bottom line is that we all need to be educated about this. Because if you're not educated about something, then you can't do anything about it. And not doing anything about it is basically letting it stay right where it is. And that's the most dangerous place you can be at.
Terry Holtkamp is passionate about serving youth and teens escape the threat of poverty and homelessness here in Waco, which is why she's the executive director of The Cove. Holtkamp says that creating stability is one of the best ways to prevent homelessness.
If you're born into poverty, the playing field isn't level. So maybe it could be generational poverty or it could be situational poverty.
The problem isn't always related to providing food, clothing, and shelter for people in poverty. In fact, there's numerous services that are already in place that provide these necessities in Waco successfully. The problem is lack of interaction and partnership.
But I think it's about relationships. It's not about throwing money at people. It's not always about a huge program. But it's about relationships and being with people and knowing them and being there.
The most important lesson I learned from the poverty simulation is that you can never really understand someone until you spend some time in their shoes. For KWBU, I'm Juliana Taylor.